Good morning and welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell, and I'm the minister here at Trinity. Thank you for worshiping with us in person, online, sermon by phone, podcast. Thank you for being here, and thank you, bells. What a beautiful way to start the service this morning. I do have some birthday announcements that I do know of, that on April the 22nd, turning 89, that's what my intel tells me, the Reverend David Hamilton turns 89 on April 22nd. I will make sure that I will bring birthday greetings, but I know he watches online, so we'll definitely be singing today. I also know that later in the week, on April 25th, Gary Summers has a birthday, and I will be going and wishing him a happy birthday, so we'll give him a round of applause as well. Any other birthdays? Any other birthdays? You, last time, I'm pretty sure if I remember, you ratted your husband out. Now your mom's ratting you out. Happy birthday. Is it today? Next Saturday. Well, happy birthday. Wonderful. That's great, Lori. Any other birthdays? Well, let us sing Happy Birthday, Dear Friends.
Happy birthday.
This is our third Sunday in the Eastertide season, so third Sunday after Easter, and it's also Earth Sunday, where we pause and we look at how we can be caregivers and caretakers of what's around us and also for those people in our lives. It is with deep gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquit, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. I would like to invite Annika up to light the Christ candle with me this morning. A light that we are to take out into the world, in our thoughts and in our deeds. And as Annika lights this candle for us today, we're reminded to take that light out into the world. Oh, you're growing. That's wonderful. Oh, gentle. There you go. We'll hold it still. There. Oh, there you go. Wonderful. You can blow that out. Thank you very much. When we take the light of Christ out into the world, this world changes for the better. All glorious God's. Amen. the call to worship. Whether we live near mountains or in the prairies, whether our winters are balmy or our summers are cool, whether we live near the Atlantic, Pacific, or Arctic oceans, or somewhere in the middle, whether we live in urban dwellings, nestled in the suburbs, or surrounded by a rural landscape, in a spirit of unity, caring for each other and the whole of creation. And let us join our voices in the opening prayer as we pray together. As we gather, we are thankful for your creation, for light and darkness, for air, wind, and sky, for earth and sea, for seeds, harvest, and plant life, for sunlight, moonlight, and starlight, for every living creature, swarming, flying, creeping, and grazing, for our lives. In our actions, meditations, and prayers, may we honor and celebrate your very good creation as we seek wisdom on how to share our gratitude and love in good and healing ways. Amen. And as a Christian family, let us join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, welcome back, junior church members, ages 3 to 6, and all the youth that come forward, please, at this time, for a time for all ages. Welcome back. It is good to see you. Come forward, please. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, come on over to this side so I can feel wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful. Love the sparkle. Love the sparkle. This is great. Come on forward. Come on. You can come forward too. Yes, Annika, you want to come join? All right, you can come have a seat. Wow, so this is Earth Sunday, and we're talking about how we can take care of one another and how we can do that. No, you can, okay, you can stay with Grandma. That's okay. So what we're doing is talking about the Good Shepherd. Now, my dad was a farmer. He loved to grow things and take care of animals, and then animals took care of us. They nourished us as well. And it's something that my husband Jeremy and I are doing as well at home, is we work together. We work on the soil, and we plant things, and we watch them grow. So one of the things about being a Good Shepherd is that the Good Shepherd doesn't give up. A good shepherd comes and makes sure that everything is good with the animals and with the flocks and what's happening, and makes sure that they are responded to. Just like when we take care of the earth, we are to respond to the needs of the earth around us and to take good care of it. One of the ways of doing that is by maybe planting something. So what I have here for everybody, I'm going to give this to your superintendent, is a bulb. Everyone's going to get this bulb. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take this bulb home and you're going to plant it. Now, you're like, well, how am I going to take care of it? Aha! Everyone's going to go home with instructions on how to take care of this bulb. And so maybe the adult at home can help you with this. It tells you exactly where to place it, how much sun, how much water, so that you can see what this bulb is, because I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what this is going to magically grow into that you need to take care of, and that you have all the instructions there. Well, Addison's going to share with us a story about how with a good shepherd, with all the instructions there, all the teachings that we learn every single week that Jesus teaches us, how we are cared for. So, Addison, you can share that story with us.
Good Shepherd. Jesus wanted people to know that he would always love them and take care of them. He called himself the Good Shepherd and told people that they were like sheep. Some people didn't understand, so Jesus told them this story. The little lamb was lost. Baa, said the little lamb, baa. The sun slowly slid out of sight. The little lamb shivered in the cold night air. Baa, he smelled danger. Nearby, a hungry wolf hid behind a thorny bush. Baa, cried the little lamb, baa. Down in the valley, a shepherd guarded his flock of sheep, watching and listening. The animals slept peacefully in the cold green grass. A small stream delicately danced in the evening breeze. A gust of wind swept across the valley. The shepherd paused. Baa, he heard in the distance, baa. He knew the little voice of his little lamb. Even though it was dark, the shepherd started up the rocky path that led towards the lost lamb. Don't be afraid, the shepherd called out. I will find you. I will keep you safe. The little lamb heard the shepherd's voice. Slowly he stumbled down the path. A branch scraped his leg. Baa, he cried. The little lamb was scared. He waited for the shepherd to find him. Baa, he said. Baa. When the shepherd reached the lamb, he gently picked him up and held him close. There you are, said the shepherd. I have found you. I will carry you home. After he told this story, Jesus said, see, I am a shepherd too. Just like a good shepherd cares for each and every sheep in his flock, I care for each and every one of you.
Thank you, Addison. We are to care for one another. So I'm going to give you one of these bulbs each. And I'm going to give the instructions to your superintendent. You're going to take these home, and with your adult, you're going to plant them, follow the instructions, and I want you to tell me what is revealed once they are time. We have lots of time together. I'm going to give you another one just in case that one looks a little, there we go. You think it's a pumpkin? Maybe. Would you like one as well? Would you like one? It might be a pumpkin. You can guess all the different things that it could be. Everybody's going to get one. Yes, you're excited, aren't you, Addison? There you go. All right. You're welcome. There you have one. I'm going to give you the instructions. And I'm going to give one for you. And you know what? I'm going to give you another one for your little sister. Awesome. All right. So let us sing out together. You have your instructions. If I missed anybody, I'll give you the extras just in case. I don't want to get you in trouble. There we go. All right. Would you like another one? You can definitely have another one.
I'll take one.
Okay.
Our garden needs one.
There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you. Now, I know you've got something in your hand, kids and adults in the front, and big kids and little kids, but can you put it just down beside you for a minute? Because I need you to use your hands with me this morning. So if you look over here, I'm going to show you some things to do with your hands for our song, and that means everybody out there, too, and here. So we're singing, "The Lord is my shepherd, I'll walk with him always." These words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I'll walk with him always." So when we sing "the Lord," we'll just point with owls to the heavens. "The Lord is my shepherd, I'll walk with him always."
Okay.
"The Lord is my shepherd, I'll walk with him always." And then we have the next little verse, which is, "Always, always, I'll walk with him always." And we do it again. "Always."
Always.
Let's all do it. "Always, always, I'll walk with him always." All right, so that's our story to remember from this. That he does walk with his sheep, but we walk with him too to help him. As a sheep, we follow him. So everybody's going to sing. It's an old camp song, so I think most of us will know it, and it's really easy to learn. But you help with the actions. I know these adults in front, your leaders, will have it all down pat, and they'll help you.
All right, no pressure.
Husband is laughing at me. I can see that.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to read John 3, verses 16 to 24. And this particular Bible reading is one of the most beloved in the Bible, the most memorized, and the most quoted. And we're in luck today because we have two Bible verses like that. The 23rd Psalm, "And the Lord is my shepherd," is also so familiar with all of us. But John 3:16 is something that we get great solace from in day-to-day living and when we lose loved ones and so on. And it goes so familiar, I'm sure you're going to say this in your head along with me. For God so loved the world, so loved with intensity, so God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in his name will not die and live forever. Words of great solace. Continuing in John's message today, which was in a lot of ways the book of love, and he was in Jesus' inner circle, he also talked about the great commandments, of which there were two, or which there are two today as well, being that Jesus is the Son of God, and we should love God with all our heart and soul, and that we should love our brothers and sisters as ourselves. And how do we do that? John tells us how to love in a very active way. And then last week, Kathy talked about the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we are encouraged and we are strengthened because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you're going to see John using the word abide a number of times, that we abide in Jesus and he abides in us. So this very famous passage, John 3, verses 16 to 24. "We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for brothers and sisters. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need, but yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. And by this we know that we are all from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him, whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. The great commandments, and this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And so by this, that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us." One final comment. Last week, Reverend Rachel made an announcement to all of us that I'm sure we're all pondering. But whether you are here or listening online, Reverend Rachel ends every service with, "And may all that you do be done out of love." So certainly this is one of her legacy statements that we will always hear in our minds. But John's whole gospel is about love, and the Bible reading today kind of directs us in his path.
Thank you.
Friends, please join me in prayer and let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What does love, faith, and prayer have in common? What does love, faith, and prayer have in common? Within both New Testament readings offered this morning, we journey into a place of not only response, but a place of called action, where love, faith, and prayer are experienced. Sound familiar? If you think I am a broken record when it comes to talking about the teachings of our Christian faith, just read what Jesus taught repeatedly in so many ways within so many lived experiences and examples. He taught parables to teach again those lessons over and over and over. And when you do, when you take that time, you look at those lessons and look at those parables and listen to the scriptures, if you do, if you take the time and really dive into those teachings, like you're doing here today of our faith, then you will find the record needs repeating. I know I find the record needs repeating. You see, there's this deep transformation theme within our Christian response and action, and all throughout that time known as Eastertide that we're in, you're going to hear this again, this Christian season, this theme of response, of an action filled, of being called. As Susan said, you're called to go out and to do something and to respond into that. You can't ignore it. It's our choice. But we're constantly being called in this Eastertide season. Not just our response and action, but also God's response and action. We pray for a response from God. We'll be reminded of the nature of God through this, that God is a shepherd who responds to not only the flock that stay by his side, but a God who is continuously reaching out for those who may have gone astray. So not just focused on what's happening in the church, but focusing out into the world and what is going on. Searching for the lost one, the lost two, or the many of us. This is a hands-on, active approach that reminds us that we as individuals are important to God and that God doesn't stay in one place all the time, is moving and changing and transforming us to do the same. That we are loved, that God is with us, but also with us in the greater context. And God celebrates that we are unique, and that is celebrated, all of us, as we are and as we transform. God is the constant, always reaching out to us, always. And not only that, that we are created in the image of God. God will be the example. God is to be the example of how we are to live in this world. Jesus taught that firsthand. God with us, the Word with us, God in the flesh. From this Christian understanding comes the reality that we have a role to play in the response that shows our faith. As Jesus often said, they will know you. They will know you by the love that you show. By your love. They will know you by your love. They will know you are a disciple, his disciple, because of the love that we show. Like God, through Jesus Christ, and with the support of the Holy Spirit, we are to show love, we are to show our faith, we are to have faith and to come to our faith in prayer. We are to act and to learn and to pray. To act, learn, and pray. And that is not a passive faith. This is not a passive faith. There's nothing about it that's passive. We need to hold on tight. We need to be alert. We need these teachings repeated so that we don't forget, that we don't become passive, because there's times in my life that I have become passive in my faith. We need to take challenges. We need to respond with those teachings as our guide, with God by our side. Let's start with the idea of love in the Christian context. What is love? To love is more than just a word in the Christian context. It's an action, a very deliberate action. It's an act of being present, listening deeply, offering space, showing vulnerability, and being willing to be transformed within that experience itself. The ultimate example of love within a Christian context is through the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God with us. That is the example as Christians we are to constantly be moving towards when it comes to showing love into the world. It is an embodied love. It is an ever-moving and active love. We are to be Christ-like in thoughts and deeds. That old saying of not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. And you know the difference. You know the difference when someone is talking the talk versus walking the walk. You can smell it. And it holds true with this idea of an embodied Christ-like love. We show love. We show love in our deeds and in truth. In love, we are present and we respond. If we see someone in need, we respond with the resources that we share, the time that we offer, the support needed. We must show that we are more than just words, but instead we are in action community. We are an action community living our faith and community, coming together, being the examples of that practical application for the teachings of Jesus. That's us doing that work together. By doing all of this, we become more capable of truly being the hands and feet of the Christian teachings within this world. And doesn't this world need that? Doesn't this world need more than just words, talking the talk, the distractions of that talk? Don't we need loving actions? Next, we look at faith and the role that faith plays in all of this. When we act in faith, we are reminding not only ourselves of the assurance of God with us, but we are showing that reality to others. We are showing that we know God is with us and that God is with them. We are living into that because we are trying to live faithfully, willing to look at our own vulnerabilities, knowing that we don't have all the answers and we're going to make lots of mistakes, but we're still striving to be faith-filled. That is how we live into the responsibilities and the call of faith. We do this with God, and we are never alone in this. And finally, we come to the role of prayer. How can we actively live our faith, show our love? What can we do right now, no matter where we're at? We can pray. The role of prayer. When we are trying to be obedient in these teachings of Jesus Christ and we are truly living them out into the world, then we have the confidence to come to our Creator in the act of prayer. Prayer is an act that brings us closer to God. And not only that, it also empowers us to keep moving, to keep trying, to not give up. As writer and theologian C.S. Lewis said, "I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping." It doesn't change God. It changes me. Prayer changes hearts. It changes our hearts. It changes our minds. And eventually, it changes this world. How powerful is that? To pray without ceasing. There is an embodied power and love in the act of prayer. It's embodied. So what do we do with all of this today? What do we do with this idea of prayer and faith and love and acting and responding and doing all those things with this reminder, feeling like a broken record at times? We are to continue to do practical and helpful responses into the world within the realm of our Christian faith. Those are our teachings, and they are to be embodied and lived out into the world. They are a faithful prayer that comes from a place of knowing we are loved and that we are made in the image of God. We are blooming. As such, we are to respond to one another in such a way, to respond to one another that you are all blooming and transforming. We are to act, we are to learn, we are to pray, a place where love, faith, and prayer are active in our everyday. Not just seen in one person, not just seen in one leader, but every day in the opportunities that we come together and see that power, that love, that hope, so that every breath that we take every day, we are learning. I could stand up here each Sunday and offer you a theological dive into every single one of these texts. Every Sunday, I could take you on a theological dive into every one of these texts. That would be something I could do quite well. I've been trained to do that. And then move along in my week. Just move along in my week. But if I don't share with you the practical ways that we can live out our faith from the teachings each week, from the scriptures each week, then I am just creating a lot of noise with very little substance. I'm just teaching you how smart I am. Jesus taught the teachings. He expressed the theological understandings. And yet, every single time he shared practical ways that the hearers of the word could respond into them in the now. That is what we are doing here when we come together, when we do the thing called church, when we share in this space of learning. We are to then take that out into the world and live it. We are the living examples of our faith in the world. And I will tell you that every single time I see you and we share space together, and any time that I'm standing on the platform, it will be the same message. Go and do. Go and be. What we get from doing this, all of this, is the assurance of our own relationships, our own personal relationships with God and with one another. And how amazing is that? The reassurance, the confidence within our hearts every time that we do this, that we are in communion with one another and we're in communion with our Creator, be it a home visit, a phone call, meeting up in the grocery store, or in church. Bless you. We are finally listening and responding to God. We are no longer a lost sheep when we do this. In that moment, in these moments, we are instead, we're part of a flock with a good shepherd that is moving us forward so that we can continue to transform this world, bringing peace, joy, hope, love, into the space, and hopefully some common sense, because this world needs some common sense right now. And that is powerful. That is our faith. That is what God calls us to do and to be. We are the children of God. We are loved, and we're reminded of that love in the teachings of Jesus Christ, the realities of our faith, knowing that Jesus laid down his life for all of us so that we can be living examples within the resurrection and beyond. All of us. All of us. That makes us one. Let it be so. All glory is God's. Amen.
morning. In Tomberley, Ontario, the time pauses for the seasons. Summer brings busy roads, kayaks on the harbor, and lively streets. Winter brings quiet and long stretches of stillness. Through it all, Tomberley United Church remains a steady, welcoming presence in the northern edge of Bruce, Pennsylvania. The building is more than a church. It hosts drumming circles, Tai Chi, bridge games, poetry gatherings. Worship is shared with St. Thomas the Apostle's mission. Outside, the annual thrift shops turns donations into caring, offering affordable items to the community and giving freely to those in need. Hospitality here is intentious, welcoming 2S and LGBTQ and people with courage and caring. Even the building reflects this spirit, with cedar-lined walls and clear windows framing the surrounding forests. Through mission and service, Tomberley United Church is connected to the wider movement of faith, creativity, and resilience. We can welcome this strong when we give to mission and service to help ensure that churches like Tomberley stay open, connected, and full of caring for everyone. Give today and be part of this sustaining and viable community. Thank you.
Good morning. A reminder, there is coffee, tea, and conversation in the auditorium following the worship, and we give thanks to the pastoral care team for their continued opportunities for community. Today is Earth Sunday, just in case you didn't catch it. This Sunday is during Earth Week and before Earth Day. This Earth Day is called Care for Creation, and we are called to take action. Earth Day is on Wednesday, and this year's theme is Our Power, Our Planet. Local environmental efforts are varied, so why not join in one of these efforts to help care for and sustain our creation? Attention, Trinity United Young People. If you are grades 6 to 12, please consider registering and attending the Youth at Region event. Please leave your name with Joyce in the office before April 30th, as registration deadline is May 8th. You will return, if you go to this, I can speak from experience, with a deeper understanding of God's love and how you can become part of sharing that love. Other things to check out in the bulletin are past recipients of C. Duane Mullen Scholarship. There's an announcement for you. Mother's and Father's Day photo requests and Camp Abbey update. For additional information on these and other events in the life and work of Trinity and out into the community, the bulletin or the Lenten newsletter are available at the entrances and on the website, trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed by the people of this community of faith who are willing to share their time, talent, and treasure all year round.
Thank you, Barb, and thank you, Nancy. And a vibrant community that we heard about with Barb, and also the vibrant community and what we're doing here at Trinity, which is a wonderful act of not only coming together within our community, but also within our region and around our world. And today is a symbol of that response. Gary is going to bring forward the offering plate. It is a symbol of our time, our treasure, our talents. And for those who are able, in the presence of God, please rise as we offer a blessing over the offering today. And friends, please join me in prayer. Let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to remember that we are made to love. And in doing so, we bring who we are, we bring our treasure and our talents, we bring our offerings so that we can continue to show the loving ministry of your church out into the world. Bless our offering as you bless us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Together, let us pray. Creating God, for the care that we can give and receive as your creatures, we give you thanks. For the care of all those in our lives and in our communities, all the spaces that offer response, all the places that show and receive care, we are thankful to be ever present. We are thankful for the response of love and hope, peace and joy. We know that there is so much happening in this world. We know that creation is suffering. We also know that we are a people of hope, and we are to live into that hope and to show responses that heal and not hurt. Loving God, for the silent prayers on all our hearts today, we lift up those people and places and communities and situations that are laying heavy on our hearts. We know you are there in the silence. We know that you know our prayers and hear our prayers. We know that you respond with love. Thank you. As we ask for your care and protection, loving God, over all the places of this world, places that are in war, we pray for peace. We pray for those people in places of power that are making all these decisions that affect so many, that they slow down, that they think, that they listen to words of wisdom and love that are around them, and that they respond as so. And if they have not responded in that way in the past, that they stop what they're doing now and they respond into the good. That they stop the distraction and they pay attention to the needs of this world and its people. In this time of silent prayer, we place our burdens, we lay them down to you, loving God. In the silence, you are listening. Thank you for hearing our prayers. And as you receive the prayers of all of creation, receive our own individual prayers today for all the things that are happening that you know of. Allow us to open ourselves up to the vulnerability of this moment of silent prayer, knowing that we're never alone, that you are with us, and this community of faith surrounds us. Gracious God, help us to feel the power of prayer and to know that we can find hope in hopelessness, and we can find peace and love. In the name of Jesus, we pray all things. Amen.
Oh, creatures, great and small.
Before our commissioning and benediction, I just want to let you know I'm going to be heading out this way today. So for the next little while, I'll be doing this door and then this door every other week so that I can make sure that I spend time with all of you folks. And sometimes if I'm just at the back of the church here, I miss many on this side of the church. So I'm going to be out this way today. I'm not leaving. I'm just going that way to greet folks. Today, go and act for the care of creation. Go and learn for the sake of creation. Go and pray for the love of creation. And may the care of God unfold you, the passion of the risen Christ embolden you, and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit empower you now and forever. Amen and hallelujah.